You're asking about the fact that when someone takes up the Lutheran challenge to actually look up the words in the Bible that are about baptism, not just when it happened, right? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John record baptisms happening. Acts records baptisms happening. Paul and Peter talk about what baptism does. Okay, so look up those verses, what baptism does. And you find they all say the exact same thing. And golly, it sure looks like it saves you, according to Peter. I mean, it just says it. In the Greek, even. Like, it sozo, saves. It's just unequivocal, right? And so that's your point. It's like, well, since the scripture evidence is so clear, it seems to me that the only way people get out of believing it is they say, that's not really baptism. And you're right. So this is where you kind of got to go. You've looked at all those verses. They all say this stuff about what baptism does. You cannot believe that baptism does that. And so therefore, the baptism they're talking about cannot be the baptism that they were talking about when they're washing people with water back in the Gospels. It has to be a different baptism entirely, which is the Spirit's baptism, which falls upon you without water and therefore saves you, regenerates you, gives you forgiveness, all these things. And so you must have that on top of water baptism. And so, yes, there's the ordinance of water baptism, but that's just a first rung. You need to, with praying and yearning, call for the Spirit's baptism, which, by the way, the sign that usually takes place is, anyone's guess? Speaking in tongues. So, for 100, Alex, thank you very much. What is speaking in tongues, Alex? But here's the thing. So, it is kind of a tough argument. Like, so they're like, you're talking to someone, and you go to, let's see here, you go to Romans chapter 6. Hold on. Go to Romans chapter 6, where it says, therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. We were buried with him through baptism. It says it right there. You died with Christ in baptism. Yes, but that's not water baptism. And what do you do? What do you say now? How do you argue against that? And here's the real kind of evil genius of that. Since it's an argument from silence, there's no argument against it. Since I just get to make up that word doesn't mean what that word means and say, that word doesn't even mean that. Now you don't have anything you can say. And so I can just start reinterpreting everything it says about baptism as meaning not baptism, because baptism doesn't mean baptism, because it can't. See the circle? It's just hardening, right? It's just hardening at the end of the day.